You know, in the good, the bad, the ugly today, this relates to baseball and also to Chris Dem. There is a kid in the news who has only one kidney. He needed a kidney transplant, and Chris Dem only has one kidney.
Yes.
And they did a kidney transplant on him because he has a very rare medical condition. When he was 5 years old, they diagnosed him. When he was 8, they did the kidney transplant. But he and his family love baseball.
Is he allowed to play because of his health?
He was not going to be. He got the transplant at 8, and he was all about baseball. And the doctor said, well, he can't play because if he gets hit by a pitch, it's trouble. So he bats left-handed. Normally, they put the kidney on the right side, which would expose him as he is hitting. But they talked to the doctors, and the doctors agreed to, in this one case, move it to the left side so that he would not get hit by a pitch. Huh. He won't be hitting his left side.
To the left.
And they are allowing him to play. Now he's 16. And the doctor says, it's rare, but we can put that kidney wherever you want.
Preferentially, when you get that kidney transplant, it goes into the right side. It makes sense, right? Like, if you're left-handed and you have the bat up, you don't want it exposed to where all of these balls are coming at you at, like, 100 miles per hour.
So they were happy to do it. They were happy to make it happen.
I don't think I would have been able to, like, function without playing baseball.
Seeing him out there, I couldn't be more proud of him.
Anything is possible, really.
It's the kid, the mom, and the doctor.
Mm. What's his name?
I don't know.
They didn't get it.
Way to go, little whatever your name is.
Great job.
He's in Michigan or somewhere. Yeah. Here's my thing.
You know,
Waterworks. I'm sorry. Waterworks.
Yeah, details, schmetails.
I think it's smart. Chris Dem has never revealed which side his kidney's on.
Exactly.
Because he knows one day I'm going to go for a kidney punch. That's right. You know, it's 50-50.
Well, it's one of those weird, I guess... Mm-hmm. You know, somebody up there likes me because I didn't know that I only had one kidney until 15 years ago.
That's right. You revealed it. It was revealed to you
because I thought I had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be the shingles.
You couldn't have a kidney stone. You don't have a kidney.
Exactly. That's what the doctor said. He said, by the way, and I would not play football if I were you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I won't take any hits in the pocket.
Yeah. I'm 50 years old. No, 50-year-old man. I'm not going to play.
I guess I'll give that dream up.
He said, I can't go rock climbing. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you what, though. If they told me that, I'd be on the football field. So, oh, really? Watch me. Watch me.
You would. You would, too.
Watch me rock
climb. And you'd end up losing both kidneys.
Watch me rock climb.
Tell me I can't do something.
Tell me I can't
prove you wrong.
Tell me I can't do it. I'm going to go out there and do it. That's my mindset on it.
This moron went and played football after we told him not to.
So right here in his chart, says, do not
play football. How old was he? 12? 56.
I don't care. He played running back, like the most hit position.
Tell me I can't do something. Watch me do it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. This kid, what's his name, up in Michigan, is unbelievable. Mm. And good for those doctors.
What a story.
They can float that kidney wherever. And they said, float her on the left side so that we don't have him when he's batting get hit by a wild pitch. And he's still playing today at age 16 and apparently a very good player. This is an issue we cannot relate to, I don't believe. Now, there may be people listening that say they can relate to it. We've talked about this gentleman before. We have had an injury. I don't think you'll know the name. His name is Matt Barr. He's from London. He's famous for one thing. He has the world's largest penis. Matt Barr.
That guy.
He's constantly saying how difficult.
His life is hell.
Yeah. How horrible it is. He measures in at 14.4 inches.
Oh.
Worst. That's clocked. That is clocked at 14.4.
Soft?
Soft. 14.4 soft.
That's longer than a ruler.
Yeah. We did. Last time we talked about this, remember they did a documentary on him and said, and Chris Dem got his presidential ruler from his childhood, which only goes up to Gerald Ford. And this guy's up to like Clinton. I mean, he's that. Yeah, he goes past Gerald Ford.
Yeah, I mean, that would be annoying.
It is. He says it's terrible. This summer, in fact, he went to the pool and they said, we can see it coming out. You got to go. You got to leave. They made him leave. They made him leave the pool.
Bro, you got to put on some jorts.
Do something.
I can't be showing up here in a Speedo anymore.
Well, the latest news is he slipped in the shower because his penis blocked the view of his feet, so he couldn't see. He was bending over to pick up the soap, which he had dropped, but he couldn't see it because his penis was in the way. Fractured his arm in two places. Apparently, he broke.
He likes a steamy shower.
Yep, he likes a steamy shower. He dropped the soap. Couldn't see the soap because of his penis. It was on the floor. He's feeling for it. He fell over. Lost his balance.
Where is it?
Plus, his penis is so large, he tipped over.
He may have tripped on it.
Help! What happened?
It's awful. It's absolutely awful for this guy. So that's the latest. And the arm is broken in two places. Upper arm, lower arm.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
That's a bad break. Biggie, you falling in the shower.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel for the guy on that. I definitely did not trip over my own penis, though, to fall.
He says it causes balance issues. He says, I've had real trouble balancing at times.
Yeah, sometimes I just fall forward.
He said, the older it gets, the worse it gets. Obviously, you can't keep a girlfriend. They're all just like,
ladies will tell you that's too much.
Yeah. They say, I don't know what to do with this thing.
Hasn't he complained about that he can't find? Because we've talked about this guy before. It's not a happy life.
No, it's terrible.
No.
And he said again, he's like, I can't find or keep a girlfriend. I'm falling over in the shower. I've broken my arm. I got kicked out of the pool.
He needs one of those non-slip surfaces in his shower. Yeah,
absolutely.
Or a step-in or something.
He says, I can't go through the airport. You know, they'll wander.
The airport.
Yeah. Well, apparently they pat him down.
Truthfully, they probably go, and that can't be real.
That was the last story on him.
Yeah.
They always thought he had something shoved down his pants.
He's like, all right, let's pat me down.
That's all.
It's not a zucchini. We've done this. I know you've all seen Spinal Tap. It is not a cuke.
That's all Barr. That's all Matt Barr.
Pure Barr.
No one would believe him. I wouldn't either.
I know.
Right.
He's got to be. How can he market?
I'm sorry. I haven't seen my cards. World's largest sea.
Surely he's on OnlyFans making money that way. I don't know.
He always sounded more embarrassed by it than anything.
Yeah. I really do. I mean, seriously, kind of feel for the guy. It's such a brutal thing. Do you think he could have kept it quiet and not been out on a documentary and like no one would know he had other than airport TSA employees and so forth?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know anything about the current world of medicine.
Mm. Can they reduce?
But plenty of women do breast reduction surgeries.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
It's not.
Because the plumbing is so different. The functions are so different.
The breast is just tissue.
There's a lot of it is just tissue.
The penis is, there's all sorts
it's
of
work, plumbing.
There's stuff working through there. I don't think, surely he's investigated on how to do that because it sounds like it's a miserable life.
Yeah.
Now, of course, every phone line has lit up to say they're incredibly well endowed.
Yeah.
That. So many men.
I never slip on mine.
Anytime. Anytime that happens,
and I haven't heard a single complaint from the ladies.
Biggie feels all these phone calls. T-Bone has one though that is actually now this is worth it. T-Bone, anytime he calls, it's worth it.
Call.
You take the call. T-Bone, your comment on this guy.
Hey, good morning. That guy needs to go down to Kelly's hometown. Them old hookers down there would be lining up for him.
Unsubstantiated.
We don't. That's not clocked. That's
not. Well, T-Bone's probably been to your hometown more than you have.
Well, I haven't been in a while. I went for the Dario about 5 years ago. That's about it.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, T-Bone.
When they cut the ribbon.
The ribbon at the Dario. I was down there. Frank, you have a story about well-endowed manhood. Go ahead.
I played golf with this guy that was well-endowed, and he could pull it up and put it right up under, right above his belt. Mm-hmm. And so he would put his shirt tail in, and there'd be a bump there.
Mm-hmm.
And about on the third hole, he'd bend over in pain. And the guy that he'd never played with said, "What's wrong?" He said, "I've got the worst hernia. It's terrible." He says, "Feel right here, rub it." And the guy standing there rubbing it through the shirt. He goes, "Yeah, that's terrible." And the guy pulls his shirt up. It's a one. Surprise.
That's awful.
That level to get you shot.
That's awful.
And that man was Arnold Palmer. I don't know if you've heard. Hung like an iron.
Arnold Palmer. That's right.